It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Governor Murphy is coming down to the wire in his bid to become the first Democrat to be reelected governor in New Jersey since 1977. Early in-person voting has begun, and Election Day is a week from today. Murphy is challenged by Republican Jack Cittarelli. He's a former assemblyman. To talk about the race, we're joined by Matt Hale. He's a political scientist at Seton Hall University. Hey, Matt, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, good to be here.
We are awaiting poll results. They're due out this week from Monmouth University, but there hasn't really been much recent polling on the race. So what are you seeing in terms of how tight the race may be?
So I actually think it's tightening up quite a bit. Murphy's been up by double digits for most of the time. There was a poll last week that had him at about six, but, I still think it's Murphy's to lose, but I think that it's definitely tightening up.
When we talk about Democrats not being elected to the governorship, or reelected rather, since 1977. It seems funny given that New Jersey has a million more Democrats than Republicans, and the state is reliably blue, both when it comes to congressional seats or the state legislature. So why is it so hard for governors that are Democrats to get reelected?
Well, a couple things. You know, New Jersey hasn't always been so reliably blue. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago that our congressional delegation was actually fairly evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. So there are Republicans in New Jersey, but they're not Trump Republicans. And since Trump and probably Chris Christie before that, Republicans have really defected to either independent or some over to the Democratic Party. So one of the reasons why we haven't had back-to-back Democratic governors is that the state has changed. It's solidly Democratic now, but it wasn't always that way.
What do you think Governor Murphy has to do to keep his job in a theoretical sense?
So turnout. In the last election, he won by about 300,000 votes, but 250,000 of those were in four counties, Hudson, Union, Camden, and Essex. And so that's where he has to get his vote. If he gets his vote out of that, it should be a double-digit lead and win. If he doesn't, it could be a lot closer. It could be down 3 or 4 points.
Well, let's flip that question around. What does Cittarelli need to do to beat Murphy?
So he's got a really tough road to hoe. The part of the Republican Party that is excited about being Republicans are the Trump folks, but they're very small in New Jersey. So he's had to appeal to them, at least to some extent. And he decided at the beginning that that's what he was going to do. More recently, he's come back to the middle. I think that actually that's where he has the potential to get some votes. And I think he should have been in the middle a lot sooner. But he is coming back to the middle, and that's sort of giving him a shot.
Well, to that end, what kind of governor do you think Cittarelli would be if he won? Do you think it would be returned to the policies of Chris Christie?
When Jack Cittarelli was in the assembly, a lot of the state reporters and a lot of the Democrats would say he was one you could go talk to and you could sit down and have a chat and try and figure stuff out. And they also gave him pretty strong chops on his ability to understand policy. So I think that those are all potentially good signs for a Republican that could lead. I don't think it's going to happen. The Democrats are much more organized. I think the Democrats have a much better get out the vote than the Republicans. And I think that Phil Murphy is going to win. But I don't think if Jack Cittarelli won, it would necessarily be the end of the world.
Well, if Murphy is reelected, what do you think we can expect in a second term?
More of the same. You know, recently, Governor Murphy was called one of the most progressive governors in the United States, and I think that's certainly true. He's got a lot of work to do to sort of get legalization of marijuana up and running. He's got a lot more that he can do in terms of tax reform. He's had a millionaire's tax. Maybe he's going to go even more down that road. So I would say that Phil Murphy is going to be what he's always been, which is a very progressive governor. He's going to spend more money on the poor. He's going to spend more money on social services. And that's who he is.
Is there anything you're going to be watching this week that will tell you how the candidates are doing?
So Phil Murphy's brought in Barack Obama. Joe Biden was here the other day. Kamala Harris has been here. Jill Biden has been here. He's going to continue to bring sort of the Democratic heavyweights in, particularly to help bring out the vote in some of these counties in Hudson, Essex, Union, and Camden. There's a lot of African-American votes there, a lot of Latino votes, and he really needs to get them out. So we're going to see how that's shaping up, see how many signs go up in those areas, and that'll give us an indicator of how much work Murphy might be able to win this by.
Matt Hale is a professor in the Department of Political Science and Public Affairs at Seton Hall University. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.